Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous. And you're listening.
Happy Top Knot Day.
Top Knot Day. We're both in a top knot.
That's it.
And that's it, you guys.
There's
Stop
nothing more to say
us.
About it.
No. Sorry.
Except for that I'm wearing a fabulous shirt. Can I just point out my
why
shirt?
Why are we describing what we're wearing?
Listen, we can also put this on the Instagram.
I literally said to Claire, please don't put video of this. Like, I look homeless. And you're like, let's start it off with me describing visuals. That will definitely have to be a video. And to that, I say no.
Then it shall not be. My shirt reads.
You can describe it. Yeah.
My shirt is but an easy
classic tee.
A classic tee. This is enforced motherhood.
Do you get it?
Do you get it? Take
Do
a minute.
Do you guys get it? Take a
Yeah, I donated, made some donations with Texas. So scary. But now there's movement.
But now
we'll
you
see.
Got a
we'll
shirt.
See. So now I
have
a shirt.
I love that for you.
So, anyhow, so I thought I'd wear it. It made me feel nice.
You look nice.
Thank you. I don't, but thank you.
You look cute. I think
Bless.
You look cute. Thank
Bless.
You.
Talking Bless. About cute.
Yeah.
You.
Thank
oh,
you.
Look at that. Okay, so what's been happening? Okay, first, yeah.
okay,
you
first.
Were going to go on a dinner date this
Absolutely.
Last week.
Absolutely. I had talked about the fact that this was like going to be my
a
first
real
official
date.
Real date. And like any real date, it was canceled and postponed.
yes, but so. Not by you.
But not by me. And that's important.
That's
because
the key.
Let me explain to you. First of all, Claire informs me that people say it's called blue bean instead of blue.
Oh, yes.
Boob.
Sorry. Yes, we did receive a couple messages. So thank you so much for the people that clarified they had heard blue bean.
Blue bean.
As in the clit being
I
bean.
Get it. I get it.
You get it?
Don't, yeah. I personally like boob, but again, it's whatever you feel. You know
Honestly,
what I'm saying?
I think that's the joy of language. Whatever
I do think that
you,
is the joy of language. It is subjective
feels right to
and
you.
It's up to you. It doesn't
it's
matter
like art,
what the rules
you know?
Are. It's a lot like art.
It's a lot like art.
So that being said, I forget. Okay. So long story short, Mr. Rain came over on Tuesday night.
Right.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, here it's like I'm just did I say that he came over Sunday night?
I don't here's know if thing. You did.
Okay,
I
so
think when did we recorded on Monday, and we had obviously talked about the blue boobs,
the kissing.
You were going to see each other on Tuesday night. I think okay. that was already scheduled.
That was scheduled. Oh yeah. Tuesday we knew we were going to see each other, but then Sunday night, like late, he was like, do you want me to come over? And I was like,
wow.
Honestly, yeah, I do. Okay. Although in hindsight, I probably should have said no, cause I needed the night to myself, but I didn't do that. And I
no.
understand that.
Yes.
So that was fun. And then on Tuesday, here's the thing that happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cause he hasn't come over early in a really long time.
Right.
But I was pretty much like, I refuse to now do this like late night thing. Like if it's going to be a
if
blue,
you don't have to,
a blue, listen
come
to
on
me.
Over.
Listen, this is what I've now realized about myself. This isn't true, but I'm just going to say it. This isn't true, but I'm going to say it. In a way, it takes me about 3 hours to orgasm.
How is that not true?
It is true.
And how is it true? Okay.
Okay. Well, because this is the thing. I think like. There are like different modes for me. And
of
I
course.
Normally say that like I can float at a 90% for
okay.
a good amount of time. But
right.
for me to get over that hump, lot of patience,
we
lots of
time,
lot of, you know. So normally
revving up.
Yeah, so that's why when it's a 2-hour thing or he comes over for like an hour, it's like I know that I'm not going to get where I want to get if we're doing this, right?
So you're not necessarily blue beamed, but you're not... No.
I'm not like
fully satisfied.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
So Tuesday night rolls around. This is the thing. A lot of times when I'm talking, I go, Jesse, how much are you going to say? But here's the thing.
It's up to you.
It's up to me, which is really nice. Okay. So I don't know what happened on Tuesday night. Okay. I actually think it might have been a full moon. And let me explain.
Wow.
Something happened.
Something
on
happened.
Tuesday night, because I've now like hung out with Mr. Rain. I can't count how many times, like
so many times. It's beyond.
It's really
beyond
a lot
counting.
Of. It's a lot of times, and like so, we have like a rhythm and a groove and like a thing. And I don't know what happened on Tuesday night, but
okay, because he came over earlier.
He came over earlier. The full moon was out, and
I'm checking on that.
I became a witch, and he became a warlock. Okay, I became a witch. And he became a warlock. So there were, I've really never felt as like, I think I told you this, but I was like out, I was fully like out of body in a different zone. I was like.
And it didn't happen initially though.
No.
Right? Like it took a hot minute.
It always takes me uh-huh. a hot minute like to get, and by the like.
And by the way, it was the day
was
before
it?
A new moon.
Listen, I knew
so
that.
So it wasn't a full
I could tell you that. But I don't care what you say. I was like, something's different. Something's up.
Right.
And you know what it was? Was it that? I don't remember. But anyhow, I've now, I don't know. Guys, this is hard for me to talk about, but I'm trying.
You don't have to say, you can say as much as you want.
I know.
Listen, on the eve of a new moon.
Yeah.
And 2 days after seeing each other. You got together and you reached a different level.
I just had, I will say that was the best sex of my entire life.
There we go.
And I think I became a different person.
You became a different person. You became a different person in the moment or moving forward in your life. You are now a different person.
I think like what I said reflecting.
Was it that groundbreaking?
It was. Okay. So, okay, I became more bossy.
Hello.
I was telling him what to do and not to stop.
Hello.
And I was like, who's this bitch? I literally
who's
was like,
bitch?
Who the fuck is this? I was like being really bossy, but also I was like, get what you want, girl. Because
get
I
it.
Realized that like I, essentially when he does certain things, sometimes I just am turned on, but I don't say it. So I
right.
was very much like, keep doing that. And like, I'm really, anyhow, then something happened in me and I became a witch. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
And so, you know what, TMI, but here I go, because you guys know me and you guys know how it is for me. And I can't wait for my future husband to listen to this episode. and to be honest, if you are dating me and or my future husband, I would ask that out of respect, you turn off the tape now. This is between me and the audience. And, you know, if you continue, that's a breach of trust. Okay. So, Mr. Rain and I have a really fun time, at least for me, at the door, because he loves to make out. And so we always make out a shit ton at the door. And it's like a fun
game. At the beginning
game.
Or at the end?
The end.
Okay.
At the end where it's like, don't go. And then it's like, we keep
right.
making out.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going to say it because remember, we know me. And I was a witch and taken
you
over by the moon.
A different person, really.
I think I'm a porn star, and I think I never in my life, I told you this, I never in my life, and everyone can judge away, I never
no
in
judgment.
My life have gotten on my knees to give a blowjob, because
okay.
it's I have a weird thing about like it feels like I don't like the height difference, I don't like
does it feel a bit degrading to
I
you?
That's my problem
okay.
is it does
okay.
feel a little bit degrading, and I've said this before to I don't know to who, but when I do give one, it's like I'm in control because I have a real issue with, like, blowjobs are just, it's like a really, well, like I said, in college, I had a relationship with it of, it was very apologetic that I gave a blowjob. Right.
Well, and I think a lot of times we see the visual of a woman on her knees as degrading. A lot of times we do see that in movies and whatever. So it's, I mean, I've done it. I've been on my knees many times. There's no judgment there, but I think that we do see that as a degrading
thing. We do see
that.
And so for that reason, but for that reason, I've never been, I think I've talked about this. I'm normally like a feminist, you know, and I'm having fun with sex.
You can do both.
And you can do both, but I've always struggled. I've internally struggled a lot with some of the things. Anywho, that just leads me to say that it was the first time I did that.
Which is huge.
And I really was surprising myself with it. And the thing is, I had reached a certain level of being so turned on that I was like so turned on and happy to do it, which is also normally not my state.
Well, let me ask you this. When you said happy to do it, did he ask or did he want to?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, there we go. Because that's a different thing.
He
than
would
being
never
asked.
Ask. And honestly, if he did, then I am immediately turned
off. You would not
off.
Do it. I know you wouldn't. But I just wanted to clarify because I know that that's happy to do
correct.
It is different than initiating it.
I guess. The word is almost I wanted to do it, which is psychotic.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. But for
it's
me,
it's not at all.
I understand.
But it is just a new thing.
I've never felt
you.
As powerful doing it. I've Look never felt as turned on doing it. I've never felt hotter. I was like, I am. I was literally like, there is no one hotter on the planet
I'm so sorry
than me.
For everyone else.
I'm so I apologize to everybody else who's having to go through this. So, yeah, what I'm saying is I realize that I can reach this like kind of different state if the factors before it are lined up in a certain way.
Right. Months of meeting up.
No. And by the way, it wasn't just
comfort
like.
Level. A
comfort
level.
Well, the comfort
sure.
level is
sure.
very nice with him. And I will say that night, we were both a little shocked. We were both truly shocked with like, you know, like I said, we've done this now for a while.
Yeah.
And like, it's been very good. But, you know, we're used to like kind of our routine of it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we
yeah,
both,
yeah.
again, the new moon, were shocked with each other's performances.
Interesting.
You know what
interesting.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So shocked that even that night he was like, what are you doing Thursday? And I was like, if you're not over that. Here, I'm going to be livid.
I'm going to be at your place.
So, and that was almost the first time that when he left, I kind of became obsessed with, like, I couldn't stop replaying stuff in my head. I couldn't stop, like, thinking about it.
Well, you had unlocked a new level in your video game. And that's, like, all you could think about is how.
I couldn't stop.
Are we getting back to that level?
How am I going to get back to that level? What's exciting about that level is I was like, oh, I got us to that level in the sense of like I started directing.
Yep.
I started saying what I wanted and what I needed. And I was like, I actually know how to do it again, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like pretty powerful that I'm like, okay, well, you know what to do.
You know what to do.
So that's. That was.
I mean, is it going to be as mind blowing every time you speak up? No, maybe not, but that was a large part of it.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, like, I'm a genie in the bottle. Got to rub me the right way. You know what I'm saying? You gotta.
Yeah.
And
listen,
then
Christina
I do.
Knows.
I'll grant you three wishes. You know,
wow.
That's kind of what happened.
Right. Only three.
Three wishes, and then I became obsessed with sex.
Yes.
Fully obsessed with sex and fully just like kind of down a rabbit hole of like that. But actually then what I realized is I think I'm just longing for a relationship.
Yeah.
I think. Or just like a partner that, like, you know, is like, I don't know. I'm having a great time right now just having sex, strings unattached. Strings unattached.
No strings
attached. But also, I think, like, it would feel cool if we could also talk a little after.
Okay, so that's, I think we've talked about this for sure, but yeah. For those who may have a question, like, we've only referenced Mr. Rain with these fun nights, right? So, to confirm, it is just a friends with benefits because your interest is not there beyond the sex, correct?
Right, like... And that's what scared me a little bit about this last week is I was like, do I love him?
that is the concern,
no,
right?
No, but then I was very much like, Jesse, you don't talk.
You don't.
Like, you love what? So I think it just became like, you know.
And it's not that you haven't tried to talk.
No, I have. And right. I mean, those of you who remember, it's like at first we were kind of dating and then... You know, there were just some, he's not my person.
Yeah.
He's a great person for right now.
Yeah.
But as a sex person. And so that's also important because I have to be careful about like, you know, going on dates and staying, not being sex obsessed. It'd be great if I'm not sex obsessed.
Yes. And so. Also, I mean, not saying that you're doing this, but I know historically what has happened to me, and it happened with toxic a little bit as well, is that when there's one part that's really good, right? And especially when it's physical, especially when it's sex, then you can't, when you're not together, boy, oh boy, the stories we tell each other.
I'm so creative. I
you
really
know,
am.
Or like... Yeah. What we can convince ourselves, like, well, maybe we just haven't talked enough, or maybe we just haven't.
Right,
maybe
right,
this
right.
could be something like this, whatever. So, not that you are doing that, but because it excited you more than it has.
I'll say it if you.
That's a perfect setting.
It is
for
it really,
convincing ourselves of
one
a
thing.
Falsehood. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm keeping it in check. I'm keeping it in check. You know, I think this week, truly, I did lose myself to the new moon, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that maybe I was in the wrong industry.
Listen,
I was like, I didn't know.
You can start your foray into that industry at any time.
Imagine. 30-something getting into the field. And,
girl,
you know, it's just feminist witch porn. And I think it could be really fun and beneficial for
it
a
could
lot
be.
Of people. But, yeah, I lost myself in it. I had to readjust. I think I had, like... Again, the new moon. I think I told the story of one time one time when I had a one night stand where the guy left gum on my floor. That was another like new moon thing where I remember going out and being like, oh God, my body is like, I don't know what's happening, but I
prior
think
to the gum, the one night stand, but that night when you met him.
Yeah, I met this Irish man and I said, I don't know what his deal is and I don't need to.
I don't care.
And then the next day when I said, you're fine. And then I found gum on my floor and I said, do I feel sad a little bit? I did.
Well, I'm going to say it wasn't a little bit. I'm going to say there was a bit of a spiral because I did see you that next day.
I did cry. That was when, you know, I talk about
that
it
was
a lot.
Different
but
you.
This year, that was a different me. I had a lot of shame.
So much. Yeah.
A truly massive amount of shame with sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And... To me, I took the gum as I'm trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously that he felt the comfortableness to spit his gum on my floor. And I just felt like I am trash. I am trash.
Yeah.
When
Didn't
that's not
find
the case.
His condom under there, too.
I found I don't I remember because I really was so triggered.
The gum
triggered.
Was the worst.
Like,
yeah.
The gum was the worst.
Uh-huh.
And I just remember feeling. Really?
Well, it was a triggering moment.
It was a triggering moment. And that really was old Jesse. But, you know, I think that's if old Jesse could only talk to porn star Jesse now. I mean,
wow. She wouldn't believe it. She wouldn't believe it. She'd say, who has captured you and changed your brain?
Yeah, but I don't think it's that. And I do. I think that I'm making light of it. But I think what I'm learning is just kind of the control I can have of my own sexual experiences. Like,
no, of course. Yeah.
Which, you know, in the past, OK, I have been a passenger on my sexual journeys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, scared to speak up, wanting them to have a good time and hopefully see me as, you know, in a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's like, it felt really cool to be the driver and to be like, damn, how fucking cool that I can call the shots and the turns and the whatever. And I'm in a convertible, hands up, honey.
Watch out. No hands.
Yeah.
You are the owner of it.
I am the owner of it. And yeah, that is what was really cool about last week for me.
I love that. Now, to clarify, when he was leaving, he said, what are you doing Thursday? Had your date canceled already for Thursday?
Ah, okay. Great question. So he was like, yeah, what are you doing Thursday? And I was like, well, it was going to be a dinner date. So in my head, I was like, I could be back by like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it'll be a later. I mean, I didn't say this to him.
Right.
At the time. But I thought, I'll figure out maybe how to maneuver it.
Uh-huh.
Make it work. And then by Wednesday, I think he had canceled. So then
yeah.
I said, come really whenever you can.
Whenever. And then the next follow-up question is, was it as good as it was on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was. It took us a little bit to get into it because I was like, in my head, it's like, let's start where we left off, which
that doesn't happen.
You have to remember, Claire, it takes me 3 hours to warm up.
Exactly.
So I think that it
still was good, though.
And then it was really
good.
Good. So it was cool because I was like, I, again, need to drive because I know where I want to go. And so I just got to drive us there. If anything, I can drive us there sooner. Sometimes I let him drive at first. And then when I go, are you done? Okay, great. I'd like to drive now.
Let me give you the directions.
Yeah. And maybe I just start with driving myself. I don't know.
I know you also like, well, it's part of that switch, right? It's a little bit of the power switch because sometimes I know you like to be like for him to be more powerful. So you just got to, just depending on the day, who's in control at first, you know?
Well, right. And I think that it's important that sometimes I'm telling him to hold my hands down or something. It's like I'm telling him to do something that it's like, I just wish you did it. And so because you're not, I'm going to just tell you to.
Right. But there's that's a dominance a little bit, right?
Of telling
that's
what
power
to do.
Yeah.
I guess. Even if you're telling somebody to be dominant.
I don't know the math of it. We don't know the math.
And it doesn't even fully matter, I guess. Because ultimately, get it done, you guys.
Get it there. Okay.
So anyhow, I'm finding myself sexually more liberated. I'm really proud of myself based on where I've been, which again is like traumatized. Like I really have had
the shame is everything. I mean, it was so shame-ridden.
It really was. Like I'd feel great and then I'd wake up in the morning with like just.
But even that was a rare moment. You typically would feel shame in the evening of. It was rare for you to have like a shame-free night and then the next day it hits you.
It could be. Right? It could be it depended. But yeah, the shame would just come like a rocket ship.
Always lingering. Yeah.
It was very stressful. It was a very stressful experience. So I'm excited to just be giving myself like the freedom and the benefit to explore and to try stuff and to be more in charge, which is what I thought was really beautiful.
I love that.
And it makes me feel like very powerful. And I don't know if other women had this, but obviously when I had a lot of body image issues.
Yeah.
a lot of it was like, when I would talk about apology blowjobs, it was like, God, I'm so sorry for my body, or I'm so sorry that I'm here. And I remember also thinking that. Like, I used to say during sex, I was like a dead starfish, in the sense of, I was like, the way I would pump myself up is, I was like, girl, you're interchangeable with a pie or a hole. Like,
I know, I hate that.
Which isn't good. But I guess what I'm saying now is, like, it feels cool to even be like, I'm in control, I'm powerful, and like, I am a benefit in the bedroom. I'm like, I can have fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a lot, and I know that you're saying it like, of course, but it really took me.
No, I'm supporting. I'm not saying of course. I'm saying absolutely. That absolutely. Is true.
Yeah.
That is true. I used to. I was just thinking how much I hated when you would joke about that, how you were interchangeable with a hole. But I couldn't. There's only so much you can say when someone isn't ready to hear it. But for the longest time, that's so much. Well, that and just making fun of, you know, just the whole process. So I love that you're not there anymore. So that's why my brain kind of went off for a second. Like, I'm so thankful that you don't joke like that. Is, you know,
me too. Or even holding sex as a power move, which is like what I would do, and what my mom is like, that's like her mentality of like, you know, which then makes it way too, for me, precious and or like manipulative, well, where I don't want it to be that way, because
it's like, not about joy, it's not about pleasure.
No,
it's just manipulation,
right? And that's like, so that took a long time to get through for me too.
And that also, not only just manipulation, but then that means that it's you could always do it wrong.
Oh yeah, you could.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Do I know what you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of
so
times
it's like,
it
you
was
can't
like,
just like enjoy it, or it can't just
no,
be like,
you did it too soon.
Right?
Now
or
look
you
what's
wait
gonna,
or you know what?
You waited too long.
It was like, always, there's always something wrong.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I can't do it right. I can't get it right.
Right. Because there is no right when you think of it
that
way.
Of course not. And also, if you're making decisions based on your gut and not based on, like, you know, what you had planned in the past, like, whatever you had written down for the rules and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Such
that
growth.
Was such growth. I'm growing. So it was a big week for me. I really was.
I love that.
Thank you, Claire.
I love that. It was a very big week for me too. Not to switch to me, but I just wanted to talk about me for a minute.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you. I still have not been meeting up with anyone. It's been a hot minute. I still haven't replied to 610. I'm like,
absolutely,
whatever, no big deal. But as I've mentioned on here, like, I've been doing, like, I've changed my medication a little bit. I'm really working internally. Like, I have a new psychiatrist,
girl,
new psychologist. And I also have been so stressed in the last year or so, just with, because listen, for those other ladies out there in their 40s or late 30s or older, there's a threat immediately that menopause is coming.
The threat is in the air.
It's in the air. So it's like, okay. I don't know. And I don't think, I haven't asked my dad, but like, I don't know if my mom had early menopause or what.
Right.
I don't know. She had me when she was 45.
No,
so it wasn't
so
too early.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's kind of that looming. And because I physically, mentally, everything has just felt so different this past year.
Right, right.
I know that a lot of it is because of this past year. But also, I'm like, could it also be like perimenopause? You know, like, are my hormones changing, right?
Maybe.
So in working with the psychiatrist, we were like, okay, let's also get some blood work, like some hormonal blood work,
smart,
whatever.
Smart.
So I went this past week to my gyno. Thank
Hello.
You. And so I was telling her about it. We were like, let's just do all the blood work. And then, of course, because I typically like to 2 to 3 times a year, depending on the activity, like to get my STIs previously known as STDs,
yeah.
checked, as well as HIV. Like, I love to just get it all checked out. You know what
it,
I mean?
Girl.
I love tests. I don't know
you
if
do.
You knew that.
You love a test. You love a doctor. You love an appointment.
I love a doctor. I love an appointment.
Yeah.
Listen, I will jump in an MRI. I will give all my blood.
Give me a bib and no bra anytime, honey.
Anytime. You tell me what's happening in my body.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, some would say, is that because you've lost two people in your life? Yes, because I have.
Perhaps.
And also, I'd just like to know more about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So anywho, all that to say, I have two updates.
Yeah, you do, girl.
From the blood work. The first update is that I am indeed perimenopausal.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. She messaged me. So I've been messaging with my doctor. And it's not, thank you. And it's not, it should, like, at age 44.
Yeah.
Like,
that feels about right.
That it should be happening, essentially.
Okay.
And perimenopausal can happen.
What does that mean?
Like 8 to 10 years before you actually hit menopause. So it's not like,
okay,
it's tomorrow.
So we don't know. Yeah.
Premenopausal and perimenopausal are sometimes incorrectly
confused.
Exactly. So premenopausal means there are no symptoms. Like you're before you, obviously it's before menopause. So there are no symptoms. If you start to have some symptoms, then you're reaching perimenopausal. So I have felt different symptoms. And
yes,
there are, like, here, I can pull up a quick list.
Oh, my God, you really have,
love,
though, Claire.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did, of course, I've been researching because this is another
this
thing
is
I love
time.
To do.
You love
Once
it.
I do all my tests, I like to read online and get misinformation. Okay,
absolutely.
No, but this is this is good. So perimenopausal symptoms may include, again.
May.
Irregular periods, which is
Check.
Me. All
yep.
the... Fully
All
irregular. Periods that are heavier or lighter, sure. Worse PMS before periods, which not necessarily me. Breast tenderness.
Okay.
Maybe a little because I was getting checked out because I was like, what's this extra tenderness? Everything's fine. Again, I did an MRI. I did my mammograms.
I did all that.
Weight gain, fully. It has nothing to do with the sugar and fat that I eat. fully
now we know
now we know thank
okay.
you
okay okay
hair changes fun heart palpitations headaches loss of sex drive
that
a little
we've talked about
a
yeah
but concentration difficulties
I'd love to throw
I'd love that
this.
To be
Wouldn't
right
you?
Forgetfulness
yeah.
Fully.
Well, girl.
Absolutely. Muscle aches? Absolutely.
Okay.
There's fertility issues. Who are trying to conceive? Not my issue.
Right.
And then UTIs. Now, what you'll remember a couple of weeks ago is I was like, God, I feel like I'm getting a UTI.
Claire went to the bathroom every like 15 minutes that day.
I am, listen to me. I have had so many UTIs in my life.
Do you know, and I hate to say it.
I know you're going to fucking flaunt
it.
Yourself, and
mean to flaunt it. I told you I used to be jealous of my friends drinking cranberry juice, because to me it was a badge of honor. They're like, I guess I did have sex.
Yeah, that's a fucked
Do you know what I mean?
Thought as a youth.
Well, yeah,
we
I
all
understand
had it.
That,
we
but
all
I was
had
like,
it.
Well, what do I have to show for it? Bruises?
Right.
Tears?
Which also... Not great. Tears.
No, so none of it
Tears.
Felt good.
But I have often had UTI issues just throughout. Mm-hmm. And I also have such a sensitive body. We know
oh, you're
that.
So sensitive,
about.
Girl.
So
we
sensitive.
All know that.
So, but I am always paranoid about it. Like, obviously, the later part of my life, I am such a peer before and after sex. Like, and then sometimes I'll take the AZO. Like cranberry, whatever, that night, just
for precaution.
Listen, precaution, because again, I'm constantly worried about it. So I was feeling like I had UTIs coming on. So that has happened. But also, I just, it was interesting because I went to get confirmation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I went to the doctor for this. Also in helping with my psychiatrist figuring out, right? Like,
right.
What things are happening, if it's from the drugs or whatever. And I got a little sad when it was confirmed.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I sad? Like, I know I'm freaking mid 40s. Like, obviously this is just what happens. But I think it was just like a confirmation of time passing, right? And like entering a phase of life that I already was fully aware that I had entered. But it was, again, just a
confirmation. How nice will it be to not have a period?
Listen, you think that. But the reason why, first of all, I have irregular periods, which means you never know when it's coming.
I know.
And that's horrible.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying it'd be nice.
So once you hit menopause, then you won't have to worry.
But the reason why you're not getting the periods is because your estrogen levels are all askew. Then you have dryness in your vag. There's so many issues when you start losing that estrogen. So
listen,
it's not
lube,
just like, what a dream.
Are you a fan? Yeah, no, it's not a dream. Of course not. Are you a fan of lube?
Yes, of course.
Of course. I think not enough people are, or at least in my early 20s, I did not know that was an option.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, it does. It definitely. Yeah. I think it took me a while to be into it, think of it as just a part of it. Not always necessary, but sometimes. But yeah,
I think I always used to think of it as a failure on his part and or mine to be like,
I'm not wet enough. Therefore,
correct.
I'm not. Right. Exactly.
And now I'm just like, if we could put an easy pass on every.
Why don't we do that?
Why are we not?
Why don't we do that?
It's a good question.
Yeah. So anywho, so that's something that I am coming to terms with, but
coming
also like fully aware. Yeah. The other fun thing.
It is fun.
It's super fun. And another thing that UTIs can sometimes be a part of.
Yes, girl.
Are symptoms of, you may have heard of it, chlamydia.
I have.
Your girl has chlamydia.
Yeah.
So that information came to me first. Because again, I was like, you know, checking in. We're going to have some tests. You know, it's like just checking in on everything.
What's happening?
The purpose, again, is to see if you have something.
Correct.
And guess what?
You do.
I do. So, and the sad thing is that I haven't had sex in over a month. So I'm like, okay, I've been living with this. We've been hanging out. Sometimes it does take a couple weeks for it to show up though. So whatever. But yeah, so isn't that fun? I have chlamydia.
Fun.
I just want to say it again.
It's ironic and it is fun.
It's fun.
For me especially.
Well, the fun thing was we were actually hanging out.
Correct.
And I was just checking. I got
a
notification that was like, you have a new message in your
doctor
site.
My chart. Yeah,
exactly. So I went and then I just started. I started laughing hysterically and I just handed my phone to you and we all laughed and we just laughed together.
We really did. It's fun.
Yeah.
Because now don't you have to reach out?
Well, so that is the fun part. So in talking about my partner, well, first of all, so my doctor, obviously, for those who aren't as familiar, chlamydia, like, pretty much half of us get it. Like, it's so rampant. It is a bacterial infection. So you take an antibiotic and you're fine.
Right.
Like, it's not that big of a deal. But, and it is obviously the other fun, super, super, super fun part about it is that women are more susceptible to receive it.
Correct.
Than men.
And men just
love to carry it. Yeah.
Just
handing it out willy nilly. So thinking back on like my partners, because obviously you can get it orally, definitely, But it's definitely.
But you have to. You have to.
The easiest way to get it is to have unprotected, right?
That's
unprotected
the easiest
sex.
Way. That's the way. If you guys really want it,
if you want it, may I recommend?
Yeah.
May I recommend? So thinking back on my recent
escapades, sure.
Escapades. Dancer,
hot guy.
We used a condom, and yeah. I barely went down on him. So it really.
I don't think it was him.
I mean, it certainly could have been if he had a strong batch, but I don't think so.
You would have tasted it.
Why? There's always like some pre-cum in there.
Okay. I tried it.
And then.
Okay.
There was Bubbles. Used a condom.
Great.
I did go down on him for a little bit longer, but again.
I don't think so.
Yeah. And then there's 610.
Correct.
We removed the condom.
That is upsetting.
And there we are. And there we are.
And that also is important that he knows because, I mean, this is my thing. And you know me.
I know you well. Yes.
I have, you know, I am a condom or die. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well,
for me, it's condom or die. Like, yeah. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I am worried for him and if he has other partners.
Yeah.
That if he, I don't know how the conversation came about, but I don't think you said, let's lose the condom. I could be wrong.
I did not. I have said that in the past with different right. partners, but not with him.
No. And so it worries me
mm-hmm.
for the other women who go to Ease on the Upper West Side.
Right.
Who else?
My neighborhood is riddled with it.
And he's got to know.
No, he's got to know. So I mentioned before that I had not replied to 610 yet.
Yeah.
And so I guess I found this out a couple days ago. But it's like, okay,
It's going to be a different conversation.
It's a different convo. Just like, heads up. Well, first of all, I'll be like, hey, what's up? And then just like, get your ass tested, you know, like.
Yeah. The worst part, and I don't remember if I saw this on a movie. I think it
probably
was. Is when the guy's like, yeah, I know.
You're right.
And then you're like, sorry.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
You what?
I don't think he knows because I doubt
he tests.
He better not. I don't think he's got.
So, yeah,
tested.
Let's get his ass into the testing.
Yeah.
He won't. But maybe he'll bring his penis in to be investigated.
Maybe.
And then he can be on the antibiotics and then he won't be passing it around like a cold in the winter.
A cold in the winter. Look at that.
Okay.
We can't have that.
I don't want that. Because then hide somewhere else, pal. No. Get out of here.
You. Yeah, I have a problem. I know I definitely have a problem with
authority.
Yes, but that's not what. No, but I do have a problem with the condom. His issue was
what?
Justification.
Yeah.
His justification is, and I've spoken of his size.
Whatever. Sorry.
I did not have a magnum, but I did have a larger.
He didn't bring one?
He did not bring one.
See, I'm already insulted by that.
Because he was like, this is too small. Like, he had it on for a while, and then he was like, I'm losing it because it was like, whatever. I'm not justifying it, but I was like, sure. Because we were already going at it. Of course, I'm going to be like, absolutely get rid of it. Because I'm not as concerned, because I don't know if you've heard, but I'm perimenopausal. So I'm not as concerned about pregnancy, yeah. even though you can still very much get pregnant when you're perimenopausal. But I am not as concerned about that. But still. But I did a plan B after that.
Wow. And that's so hard on your body, you know.
Well, and it's also not enough, as we learned from Shrill.
Yeah, and it's also like, for who?
For
why
me.
Am I doing I this for my body, to my body, so that you can... Here's my thing.
Uh-huh.
I find that, you know, I understand why a praying mantis kills a man after sex. They are their weakest. They are at their weakest form in that moment. And so if you say, I need you to wear a condom on your dick and your fucking nose, they'll mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
So a part of me just feels like never, if you know that you want to wear a condom for reasons such as STIs,
right.
pregnancy, maybe right. just not being nervous. For me, I know that you and I have talked about this. We have a good laugh because I have what I like to call stress. and even when I use a condom,
uh-huh.
I sometimes, if I get in my own head, which I shouldn't, but sometimes mm-hmm. get a little, I'll get paranoid, which then I'll actually make my body have a delayed period. And then I'll be like, I'm pregnant. I will think right. I'm pregnant right. and I'll go through stress of that until I get my period. And then I'm like, oh yeah,
that happened fine. The majority of my youth.
Yeah. Even it's a fun game
control,
to play.
Even
yeah.
on birth control. Yeah. I did that a ton.
Right. So, you know, I think that if you know that's the way you are. And then again, for me, until you've talked to someone about like if part, you know, are they sexually active with other people? It is like, how many people am I having sex with?
I always assume they are. Never have I assumed they are not having sex with other people. That has never
Which
been
is
a thought.
Funny because
it's like, yeah, they're having sex with everyone, like
yeah.
And
well,
so
I
can
never,
I? Like it's not.
Well, so can I? But am I? You know,
it
like
depends
when
on
I,
the day. It depends,
well, it depends
on the month.
On the day
me,
and
you
the
know
month.
What I mean?
But yeah, I guess like it's just one of those things where in sex, like it's taking me a long time to ever feel powerful. I have always been Medusa level powerful about a condom, and to me, it's a great way to get consent
yeah.
of what's happening next.
Right.
If you will.
Which I have never, again, had an issue with, but go ahead.
for me, it's nice for that. And then
well, I
also.
Think it's like a blockade. Yeah. It's like steps for you.
It is steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a blockade.
Which I lay down immediately. So it really. It's never been an
lay
issue.
Lay down,
about steps.
Spread leg. Let's go. Yeah. And then the condom, I'm just like, that's the best part. And I would never be afraid to do this because you'll never see a man run faster than if you say, oh, you don't? Okay. Do you want to run to a convenience store and grab it?
Yeah. No, I've never done that.
Well, there's no way they would say no. And if they did, it's like, okay, bye. I mean,
I know.
And if you're a certain
I,
size that you need a certain size condom, come prepared.
That's
or
the,
you
that's
don't get
thing,
to
annoying.
Come at all. You
okay.
get it?
Did you get that?
Come
Everybody,
prepared
you
or you don't get to come at all.
Wow.
And that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Sorry.
Okay. Do you get it?
And guys are particular. I find that certain men like certain condoms, you know, like.
No, I know.
They're brand loyal. I've never seen a guy as brand loyal as they are with a condom. It's like whatever condom they started with, they can never switch.
It is very tricky. That's why I have the condoms that I do. They're the Skin.
Is that the ones I have too, I think?
I'm not sure.
It's like double ecstasy or whatever?
Okay, I don't remember. But that's toxic like those.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that's, but I, you know, people have not complained until 6'10".
Right. How big is his dick?
Very large.
How big? Can you give us a little, like a water bottle? Are we?
Well, what kind of water bottle?
I think
I've got
like
my Nalgene right here, just 34 ounces and 32 ounces. He is not that.
Thank God.
That would harm me. Harm me.
Okay.
It's been a hot minute. I would say like
Now he's so massive. Does it look normal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks normal until you start putting it in orifices, you know, like mouth and
I can't imagine.
Vagina. Yeah. Yeah.
The
I mean, we're talking like a small, not like a mini, but like a small Pringles can. You know what I mean? Like
wow.
we're talking like not maybe not as long, okay. as a Pringles.
Thick?
But we're talking thick. And that's
a tough time.
That's a tough time. And that's the tough time with the condom, too, you see.
Everyone's having a hard time.
Everyone's having a hard time.
Then you would need a special brand. And, of course, he should get that. I mean, that makes me livid for you. Sorry.
Well.
Especially if he's the one who gave you chlamydia.
Well, we don't know for sure, but I am pretty positive.
Right. So I'm like, fuck him.
I know. Uh-huh. Who cares? Whatever.
No, it's, I love it. Whatever. It's nice for you.
Here's the thing. I can't get that upset because I made the choice to do without. You know what I mean? So it's like, and I can't.
I know. I think that, though, to me, that's when you get Claire hosty and accommodating.
I don't love condoms either.
What? But safety?
Obviously, I live on the edge.
Interesting. I mean, of course, if it was your choice, then actually I don't.
It wasn't my choice, but he asked, and he was like, but I don't have to. And I said, go ahead, take it off. Mm-hmm. Because I does feel better without the condom. To me.
Want to hear something really fun? This isn't that fun. I've never had sex without a condom.
Look at that. All right. So there you go. Just don't know it. You know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes
I don't want
good,
to.
It's good
I have
not to
too
know.
Much stress with it. No. I have way too much stress yeah. with it, and yeah. there's yeah. just no way I at this. I mean, listen, my anxiety is a little bit high. Yeah. We know that, and that scares me.
Yeah. Well,
and I don't believe in birth control currently for myself.
Right.
Right. I'm just afraid to mix medications at this point. So it's never been an option.
Right. Well, you tried it when you were younger, right? And it was bonkers or you just never tried it?
No, I think I've told the story. I have a relative who now, you know, took a birth control. She was on other medications and she was warned by doctors to not mix.
Yeah.
But she did. And then she had a stroke and is paralyzed for life. So
that's fucking terrifying. Absolutely.
That'll make you go, I'm not doing it.
I don't need to.
It wasn't. And then I also just watched a lot of my friends get on birth control. And it was funny because it's like they had boyfriends, they're having sex and then they lose their sex drive and they, you know, sometimes gain weight, have like all these side effects, mood effects. And I'm like, God, it really doesn't feel worth it. It feels like you go from happy and euphoric to
miserable
and upset. Also that he doesn't have to wear a condom.
Yeah.
So it just never became worth
it. No, it's bullshit that we are the ones to suffer with it for sure. And I'm not on a birth control now. The majority of my life I've been on birth control. I started
for
when
sex
I was
or for other reasons.
For sex.
Wow.
I started when I was 14.
Oh my God.
On birth
control. Wow. Did your parents know?
Mom did.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, when I told her, it was because I needed regulation, you know, not for sex.
Oh. Okay.
But she also wasn't dumb, but we all pretended. She also, in college, when we were shopping for my new apartment, she was like, well, you need an ashtray for your visitors. I said, absolutely. Because I was a smoker.
Right.
So we just like, we make sure things are taken care of, but we don't address the actuality of the room. But anyhow,
It was at 14, I was still playing with Barbies. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have so much trouble wrapping my head around it because truly, at 14, I was still playing with Barbies. I was. My sister was 4 years younger. There's no doubt in my. I used to like my sister had the Barbies, and I was like, "I'll still play with you. I'll play." And I just like, I did not mature that way until way later, and then I was afraid of love, which I had been for
not only afraid of love, but afraid of any body
commitment, touching my body. Yeah, anyone seeing my body. So it was different.
We're different, and that's what's fun about us.
It really is fun.
But I started having sex Wow. Very early. And, but, you know, I wasn't at home really anymore at that point. So,
but even just the maturity level, I mean, because I don't think I'm the only one. I remember definitely being scared of sex growing up.
I wasn't.
And my period. I was like, no.
I couldn't wait for both of them.
Oh, my God. When my mom said I was going to bleed, I pretty much almost passed out in the shower. Because I still am bad with blood. And I was like, no. And then the idea of we don't know when it's going to come. Of course, I was like the first kid to get tits and a period. I was like, all my friends were flat chested, skinny. I was like, tits and just blood dripping down. Like I looked 4 years older than everyone else. Always my little brother, who's my older brother. They're like, oh, I'm like, he's older than me.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a big difference too, is because I had an older sister.
Yeah. Oh, that's very true.
I had an older sister.
I think my older sister was definitely more into that and more mature because I was in the house.
Oh, your younger sister. Yeah, yeah,
my younger sister.
Your older sister.
Because I'm older.
No, for sure. I think, no, that makes a huge difference when you have, I mean, it's one thing with your relationship with your mom, right? Like your mom, that will dictate a lot of that. But also, my mom wasn't great about being very honest with all of it, but my sister was, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, so, I'm sure I lied to my sister and was like,
to protect her.
I was like, don't, it hurts.
No.
I've always tried to scare my sister because I'm so protective of her. And I was like, drugs will ruin your life.
Yeah, that's not.
That's what I did. So there should be a healthy balance. I'll say that. Sandy jokes about it, too. She's like, Jesse, I couldn't talk to you about. Remember, even just recently, she was saying it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I was so
scared.
She had
to shield you from
her life. She had to shield
me.
And she was right. Because I was like, Sandy, no. But I also was under kind of my mom's vision on that, which is sex and the way it should be seen, that I saw it as like, God, something terrible is going to happen. I was just very petrified. It's a good way to be.
It's a good way. You know, it's a really good way.
It's have a stance on it, you know?
Yeah. And to, you know, influence others with it.
I've always been an influencer before influencers were even a thing.
It's true. It is true.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm proud of that for you. But anywho.
Sorry.
So I have been on birth control from age 14.
Wow.
Some may do the math, and that's 30 years. But I haven't been on for the last 10 plus-ish. Like, I stopped for a while, and then I did have an IUD.
Yeah.
I want to say like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I had the Mirena IUD put in. Okay. And then after a year of that, I had it switched to the copper.
Right.
Because I'm always constipated to begin with. And then the Mirena made it like impossible to ever shit. So it was like, this is not healthy.
No. No.
So then I switched to the copper, which then I bled for the entire year.
You didn't stop bleeding.
I did not stop bleeding.
We went on a trip, remember?
No, that was after. Because I had the surgery. Because then I was so annoyed with my IUD.
That's right.
We did an ultrasound, found that I actually had cysts on my ovaries, had surgery, and then and I took the IUD out with that. So I haven't had one.
Yeah.
3 years from that. But no, the trip that you're talking about was after my surgery. It was 2 months later. I had not had a period. And then went to Philly, and it was like the fucking gates.
Like,
I mean,
gates of hell.
Like, I had pad, super plus tampon, and I like woke up with just,
puddles.
I mean, it was puddles.
It
was horrible.
Lot. It was a lot. It looked
it
like
a
massacre.
For everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Or much
Thank
like
you
your
so much.
Your time with Mr. Rain.
That's right. Where I thought my favorite part is again how I thought I was internally bleeding.
Right.
But I don't do well with new information given to me in a shocked way.
Ever.
In a shocked way, I am like, we're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dying. I'll never think. I have trouble thinking logically in those moments.
Right. Uh huh.
Which. Some part of me thinks that is such an adorable quality. Isn't like, oh,
it's so sweet. Manages the stress well. You know what I mean? Like, she's got a handle on this situation.
The next day when I was telling Claire, I literally was a mirage of events, and then truly being like, you know,
it probably wasn't anything more than just me getting my period.
I know it was humbling.
It was just that simple. But yeah,
honestly, I think I've cracked it. Like Nancy Drew, I've solved the case, and turns out it was me the whole time.
Yeah, listen, wild, fun with information.
I know,
like perimenopausal.
Chlamydia. So let me ask you, chlamydia. Mm-hmm. What do you have coming up? Like, what do you have coming up for you in terms of? Right now you're working on yourself, which I think is a gorgeous, beautiful, wonderful thing. And sometimes that means that you need to figure out what you're going to put out of yourself in terms of strangers and or others. Do you have like an idea of what you want to do with that? Are you taking a break? Are you looking for something more lasting? I know a few weeks ago you said you were ready to receive love.
Yes. And I think I think that is still the case. Does that mean I'm actively ready to find it in order to receive it? That's a different. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a different animal. I it's interesting because I am going. I do think there's definitely a lower sex drive, which means a lower excitement of trying to. Like meet up, but then I'll get peaks and valleys. You know what I mean? So like, I got all excited and then I went on a couple nights ago, maybe even last night. I don't remember.
Which app?
Both. So I went on both Field and Hinge.
Okay.
And I started to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so I just shut them both. Like I couldn't.
Smart.
Deal. Yeah. So that being said.
Why were you overwhelmed? Just too many messages?
Too many messages I had not replied to.
Uh-huh.
I just was like, fuck, I can't. I just can't deal with this right now.
Here's an idea. If I could.
If you could. Uh-huh.
Sometimes, I mean, especially with Field, it's like you can just disconnect from those people and start over. And then if that way you can go like one at a time, if that helps. Like with Hinge, what I love to do is, what's it called? Like hide myself from Discover. Essentially, you're saying no one else can match with me now. I'm only focused on the connections I have.
Right.
And that's kind of a nice thing if you're overwhelmed or worried about kind of more coming in, where you can just slow things down. And
I'm not as stressed about new ones coming in because I feel like that's a higher success rate than it would be for those that I've ignored for 3 months.
So just get rid of those.
Yeah. But then there's some that I'm like, oh, but why?
If there's one or two or three that you're like, ooh, that I want to re-spark it. Okay, try to re-spark it. But if you're just like, oh, I guess I should with this one, fucking delete it. Who cares?
I know. But again, that does require effort. So,
okay.
Yeah. So we'll say, I mean, I don't know. Absolutely. I'm less, I don't know. We'll say. I definitely, like, I started to go back on. Because all of my matches on Hinge, all the messages have been hidden because of 14 days of inactivity or whatever. So I did unhide two of the people.
Okay.
And I did swipe through a little bit, but I still haven't messaged. Like, I need to actually do that. But then I just got overwhelmed. Yeah. And then the Field, I feel like it's pointless. I'm not going on Field until I'm ready to like hook up. And as we know, I need to be sex free for 7 days to let my antibiotic.
We do know that. So, have you started it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was actually it was a powder pack.
Hello. Which is
apparently like the treatment for chlamydia, because it's like you get the full 1 gram of the zithromycin.
Damn.
Yeah. So I chugged that yesterday. Oh my God. I am. Oh, wow. I did nothing but research.
Your day two?
Well, no, I took, it's just one thing of powder. So I drank it yesterday.
Oh, great. Yeah. So now you just get to wait 7 days.
Exactly.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited. So are you going to actually have dates with anyone?
Yes.
This next week?
Now that I've, yes, now that I've,
become a sexual.
I've also a little bit calmed myself with that.
Okay. You're not ravished.
I'm not ravished
right now.
Correct.
Okay.
So tonight I have, right now I'm only doing like Hinge dates essentially.
Good.
So I have a Hinge date tonight.
I love that.
With this guy who seems very nice. He actually like, frighteningly enough, reminds me of Mr. Bagel, just his appearance. I'm like,
okay.
But in a good way, that is my type.
Well, it is your type. We know that.
It is my type. And then on Wednesday, I was talking to this guy on Hinge. And I tell you what, there are some guys on there. I'm really trying to pay attention. And this guy just seems like he has his shit together. So pretty quickly, he was like, do you want to meet in person or do a video chat?
I love
and
that.
And Wednesday, I am getting ready for Colorado.
Right.
if you know me, on Thursday.
Yes.
You know, I need at least 4 days to mentally prepare myself to travel.
Which you've already started.
So the day before, even coming to my neighborhood, it was like, I felt like, you know, I could do a video date.
A video date for sure.
That's safe. I'm in my apartment. I can pack immediately. Like, it's fine. Again, it doesn't take me 18 hours to pack. It's more the mental space.
Right.
So I was like, okay, we can do that. And I just like, I think that I'm trying to really pay attention to the types of messages, the types of questions, our back and forth. Because some of like one guy on Hinge, I was like, ooh, am I on Field? This feels like Field. Like this feels, and I'm trying to pay attention to the way they're presenting themselves. Because when I am going on a Hinge date, I'm paying attention to like, is this somebody I want to spend time with?
Absolutely.
Is this my person?
Yeah.
Let's see. So I am trying to do that. I think that's what my body is craving, some sort of connection. So we shall see.
I love that. You're getting two dates in.
Two dates in.
Before your trip, which is huge.
Massive, some would say.
Did the dinner date from Thursday reschedule or is that done?
We were supposed to have a video date yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to lie to anybody. I didn't do that. But I also woke up and my I woke up and my phone wasn't working.
Listen, there's no judgment. No blaming.
I slept through it. It was a very weird day for me yesterday. So I just released that. And then I'm like, if he doesn't want to meet with me now, that is okay.
Okay. That's fine.
Because I just feel fine about it.
No, I think that's totally fine. I just didn't know if you had rescheduled.
No, that's a great, currently no.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
And then you're going to have nothing but eye candy for this weekend. So that's exciting.
Oh, Colorado. I'm coming home with a husband.
I love that. Well,
I'll talk to no man while I'm there. That's a guarantee.
But you'll see a lot.
I'll see him and I'll blink my eyes.
And you'll point and say, that's my type. That's my type.
That's my type. That's my type. That's my type. Hi. I'm Jesse. Your type? No. Well, you're my type.
No. Just take notes.
I will take notes. I'll take vicious, vicious notes.
Do.
Thank you.
Write it down. Okay. Well, in the meantime.
Yeah.
The question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But it's going to be chlamydia free.
Absolutely.
Yeah.